Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Welcome to week 8 of the Corona economy. I think it's week 8, week 9. Who knows? The days seem to be meshing together, but looks like folks are starting to get back out, and hopefully we can get back on our feet here pretty quick. So welcome, friends. I hope each of you and yours are safe and sound, and you're keeping yourselves entertained, your mind sharp, and listening to wonderful shows like this one. I see a lot of people out. The days have just absolutely been beautiful. I'm here in Fort Worth, and this is a local show for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I really hope that, you know, all the people outside, I hope that part stays. I hope that's a silver lining, an effect that maybe we can carry through once we get back to some sort of normalcy. Essentially, on today's show, I've got 4 points I want to discuss today, all around a central theme. You'll want to stay for the entire show if possible. If you miss it, you can always pick this show up on the podcast, or you can always go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button there, and you can download this show as well as the other shows from the other hosts. But essentially, the theme is going to revolve around if you've been hurt financially, or possibly you've just dodged a bullet as a result of this sudden crisis, I want you to make a commitment to yourself to never be put in this vulnerable situation again. I want you to start today to look at a new way to do things, a new way to protect yourself so that you're not so affected by this crisis. Because some people are hurt really bad already, quickly, just within a few weeks. Some people dodged a bullet, but there's a whole other group of folks that say, hey, the next shoe is going to drop in 3 to 6 months, and then we'll really see the effects of this crisis. So maybe you haven't been hurt yet, but if you don't like being vulnerable, if you don't like the fear or the threat, there's a different way, and I want you to make a commitment to change now. I want you to make a commitment to change today, to not be dependent on W-2 income, to not be tied to the ups or downs of the stock market. Frankly, there's a different way to do things to create passive income, long-lasting wealth, and frankly, it's a lot more entertaining than throwing your money into a market and hoping someone takes care of you and then having to ride the ups and downs. So make a commitment today to not be vulnerable tomorrow, because the next crisis will come. I mean, I know we went 10 years. We went a long time without getting hurt, right? From 2008 to 2020, longer than normal, right? But there will be others. It's a crisis today, and who knows what it will be tomorrow. So what actions can you take to not be vulnerable to recessions and pandemics and things like that? Is it an emergency fund? No. And I'm not saying don't have an emergency fund, but essentially emergency funds will run out. Essentially, you may not have enough in your emergency fund, right? You never know what you need. It's always just an estimate, right? Is it an emergency fund for just when the air conditioner goes out, or is it an emergency fund to absolutely live for 6 months with everybody at your house and not go outside and not earn an income? So the emergency fund, excuse me, is not the answer. And I'm going to talk about Dave Ramsey later in the show in a good way. So even our best leads of our apartment communities, they have stockpiles of cash to carry their properties. I was looking at an analysis of a property that I'm invested in, and basically the analysis was he had enough cash set aside that if the occupancy rate went to 70%, either physical or economic occupancy, went to 70%, he could hold out for about 4 years. So eventually, emergency funds will run out, okay? What's the answer? The answer is it's passive income, my friends. That's what we'll see smart investors through these times, through these periods. It's our insurance for tough times, okay? And I want to talk about being vulnerable. I grew up as a child in the woods of South Louisiana, okay? It was a wonderful, wonderful place to live. And when I was about 4 years old, I remember we had a huge wood pile between two beautiful 100-year-old oak trees, and it was about 20 feet from the house, okay? And I used to play on this wood pile all the time. It was my fort. It was my hangout. I would invite my friends over. They'd come down, and that's where we'd play. And we climbed. We walked. We stood all over this thing. And one cool morning, I was there on the wood pile, and I moved a log or something, and a large snake came right out of the wood pile, big. And I ran and got my father, and I got my older brother. And thankfully, it was a cool morning. The snake wasn't moving that fast. And my dad killed the snake. And it turned out to be a copperhead, okay? I mean, I was 8 inches from a copperhead as a four-year-old kid. And my dad's a smart guy. He's a Korean War Marine aeronautical engineer. I mean, he built a rocket engine on the Saturn V that took the man to the moon. But what my dad didn't realize, as smart as he was, as practical as he was, that he had a threat right there, right in front of him to himself and his family. And guess what? By the end of the day, that wood pile was moved, and it was moved about 2 acres away behind the barn, okay? That's where it went. And when he dug through that wood pile, he didn't just find one copperhead, he found three, and a coral snake, which is the most venomous snake in North America. But the point to the story is, my friend, sometimes there's a threat, and it's right in front of you, or a vulnerability. No one saw this pandemic coming, nobody. But it was there, and if you weren't prepared for that vulnerability, if you weren't prepared to react or to change, you're getting hurt right now. So I want you to make a commitment today to not be vulnerable tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a quick break with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today, we're talking about making a commitment to yourself, to your family, that you won't be vulnerable tomorrow when the next crisis comes, when the next recession comes, when the next whatever comes along. And I know we went 12 years, good times, economy's running slow or okay, or it's on fire. We had all three, but really you didn't have any massive downturns, right? And so it was a 12-year run, and then here we are in a downturn. And if you're getting hurt financially, or if someone close to you is being hurt, why don't you get some insurance, so to speak, right? Why don't you protect yourself against that tomorrow? And if you've got questions about real estate investing or about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. This is a live show. Or you can email me, and I have my email open. I'll read it in between breaks or maybe put it on the air if you'd like. Ask Mike at luinc.com. That's ask Mike at luinc.com. So today's show is about taking a look at where you are right now. Are you vulnerable? Have you been hurt financially? Are you unhappy with maybe your predicament or potential predicament? Maybe you've been surprised, right? I think a lot of people out there, things were running smooth. They're like, hey, we're right on track. We're going to retire when we're 65. Things are going just fine. And wham, all of a sudden, 30% of their net worth is gone. Right? Just gone. Or 20% is gone. It just depends on what day you look at it. And many people out there are essentially waiting metaphorically for the other shoe to drop, right? Recessions don't just happen. They usually take 3 to 6 months to really begin, right? When the effects of everything that's gone on starts to be felt, when the stimulus checks are spent, right? What are we going to look like in June or at the end of this summer? I want you to make a commitment today to not be vulnerable tomorrow. And I've got 4 points around that. My first point is for folks who have passive income, they're not as worried about this crisis as people who don't. Let me say it another way. People who do not have passive income are very concerned right now, very worried, right? If the checks aren't just coming in, or if you're in fear of the next layoff, right? What, another 3 to 5 million people will probably get laid off this next week. We're at about 30 million unemployed in this country. It's scary. But if you had taken the last 2, 3 years, 5 years and purchased rent homes, right, you'd have 3, 5, maybe 10 or more rent homes. It's very, very possible. You'd have that extra $1,200, $2,000, $3,000 or more a month in passive income. Would that, I guess the bottom line, would you sleep better at night with an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month or even just $1,200 a month? $1,200, that's the number that our genius politicians decided that they should hand out for folks out there. And how they came up with that, I don't know. But if an extra $1,200 can help somebody out, how would you like to have an extra $1,200 coming in? That's 3 rent houses, my friends. 3 very simple rent houses at $400 a month. That's all it is. And it's during the tough times. I don't think of my passive income really as income. I think of it more as insurance, right? Insurance against financial ruin, insurance to buy food, insurance to take care of unexpected expenses. I've got a daughter in college. We're still paying rent in Lubbock, right? She goes to Tech. She's not living there. She's living here and eating 3 meals a day. Okay, so there are unexpected expenses as a result of this crisis. The passive income, really, it's insurance that helps us sleep at night. And boy, that just might be the number one reason for passive income right there for during times like this. You're not as worried, but there's some fear out there. Look, for the last 6 or 7 years, my inner circle, my friends that don't invest in real estate, they've all basically said, we don't have time to buy rent houses. We're not interested in rent houses. We're not interested in passive income. And honestly, for us, it's not the real estate. It's the passive income. We use real estate because it is such an effective means to create passive income and to build wealth. But they've all said, hey, Harrison, everything's great. The market is returning just fine. We're on track for where we think that we need to be, or we're happy retiring at age 65. Maybe that's not so much the case right now, right? I always responded with, now's when you need to make time to create passive income. And honestly, it's not a lot of time. I think I spend 2 to 3 hours a month at most on my properties. Most likely it's less than 2 hours, and it's really just kind of balancing the books and seeing the input and the output and balancing that for just keeping your papers straight, right? Also, watching your return, you need to know what your return is, and I've got a spreadsheet where I enter everything in, but it's My friends, I'm telling you, it's about 2 hours at most a month. Where the time comes in is in, it's in the education. It's not even in the rehab. The first house I did, when we rehabbed it, I was there all the time. Okay. It was my first house. I had a little fear. I wanted to see if this thing worked. I was there probably every other day. By the time I purchased my 12th house, I went to that home twice. I went to it once to walk it, do the due diligence, check it out, talk to my GC, and then I went to it at the end when it was done. So the time's not even in the rehab. The time that you would invest to create passive income is in the education portion, okay? It's the education how to buy single-family homes properly, how to use what we call hard money, and if you don't know what hard money is, please reach out. I'd be happy to walk you through that, and we've done shows on hard money, how to get pre-approved, how to select a good contractor, how to protest your property taxes. We did that last week, and Andy Webb just did it this morning in another area on the Lifestyles Unlimited show. What makes a great rent home, right? There's a certain model. Too often folks that aren't educated think that it's the $400,000 beautiful hardwood floor crown molding house, and that's absolutely not the great rent home. How to find a property that'll provide equity capture, how to build a great team, so important, and that's what will enable you to be an effective real estate investor. So the number one point I want to make today is that folks that have passive income are not near as concerned about this crisis as other folks are. Make a commitment today to not be vulnerable tomorrow. Get that den of snakes away from your house and sleep better at night. My name is Mike Harrison. This is Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today, we're talking about steps that you can take to not be so vulnerable tomorrow when the next crisis comes. And not be so vulnerable financially, right? Because that's where people are getting hurt. People are getting laid off. Unemployment is skyrocketing. So there's a loss of W-2 income. And then at the same time, the stock market is punishing some folks. We've got an oil crisis out there that's also hurting a lot of people. But you can take steps today to not be vulnerable tomorrow down the road. It was 2008. It was that crisis that essentially caused me to look for a different way. And I found Lifestyles, thankfully. I'd actually bought a house before I found Lifestyles. But it was that crisis, that housing fiasco, that downturn that caused me to look internally and say, hey, there's got to be a better way. We're not on track to have the retirement when we want to the degree that we want. It was 1987, Black Monday, that caused Dell Walmsley to say, my gosh, I just got wiped out financially. I've worked and I've worked and I've worked and I've saved and I've saved and I've saved and I've done what everyone's told me to do. And boom, here we go. And I've met so many other real estate investors that just didn't really wake up. There's a few where it was in the family, okay, and their father did it or their grandfather did it. And so it was natural for them to go into real estate. But there's a lot of our members out there, just like yourself, that said, look, all we're doing is we're saving, we're putting money away, we're putting them in these IRAs and these 401ks, and every 10 years, we just get hammered. And the truth is, we're not going to be able to retire to the degree we want. And that's the conventional world. And those folks looked for a different way, found real estate investing, realized how powerful it was, realized how much passive income they could create in a short amount of time with really a small portion of the money needed that you would need to retire at a certain level in the 401k. You can essentially do it for about 20% within real estate, right? Using leverage. So if you're at all interested in what I'm saying, if you want to see what we do for yourself, I invite you to attend one of our free workshops, and these are live streamed, okay? It's financialfreedomlivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. The workshop is where you can see what we do, how we make money five ways on single-family homes, how we make it six ways on apartment communities, and it's a workshop, okay? You're not watching a video, and when it's live streamed, you get to interact. You get to ask questions. There is a dialogue, okay? And these live streams we found, there's actually a lot more dialogue at the live stream where people are comfortable in their home with their spouse and their friends, and they're tuning in. Than there was in person. In person, I think there's a reservation of some folks to ask certain questions. But look, the live stream, you want to say something, you want to challenge something, that's what it's there for. So that's the free workshop live stream. Now, if you want to come on board, that's the Financial Freedom live stream. That's actually where you sign up and say, Harrison, yes, I'm done being vulnerable. I'm done getting hammered every time something happens or Washington, D.C. does something wrong or there's a crisis. You're done getting wiped out to the tune of 30-40%. So that's actually where you join Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll teach you how to invest in properties. We'll teach you how to invest in apartment communities if that's what you want to do as a passive investor. But that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Right now, if you sign up, it's only $197 a year, okay? It's normally $740, but you have to use promo code SAVEBIG, SAVEBIG, and that'll give you the 16-hour seminar. You can take that as many times as you want. Our vendor, you'll have access to our vendor list, which is huge, all the vendors that we have. So there's so many benefits to that. But again, financialfreedomlivestream.com. So I told you I had 4 points that I wanted to make around taking action today to not be vulnerable tomorrow. Point number two, and I've been hitting all over it, is for those of us who left the stock market to invest in real estate, we're not as worried about this crisis as other people who didn't, right? We're not there. We didn't wake up and suddenly see that big, you know, every day down 400 points, 800 points, 1,000 points, and then it's up tomorrow 1,000 points, and then down the next time. We're not living in that world anymore. I'm not living in that world anymore, and it feels great, okay? For the last 7 years, I've defended our real estate 20 to 100% returns against stock market investors that are making their 5 or 10, and I've defended it, and I've defended it. But now, right, I don't have to defend it so much anymore. And things will come back. Don't get me wrong. There's a comfort level for folks to invest in the stock market. Look, our single-family homes that we purchase, they'll typically return 15 to 30% cash-on-cash income, okay? What does that mean? That means if you put $30,000 in the deal, you're going to make 15 to 30% of that pretty much tax-free each year if you set the deal up right, and we'll teach you how to do that. On top of that, there's an equity capture of 50 to 100% in that first year. And then there's the additional mortgage pay down, right, that hits. And that's, you know, $100 to $200 per house each month. But, boom, it just it keeps you chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. And then annually, there's the additional appreciation, right? And what's that been running? At least 5%, okay? Passive income from our apartment deals, year one, typically 5 to 20%, depending on how the deal's set up, and that's the your cash-on-cash return. And then the refi comes. That's usually in year 3 to 5. And what do we see when our leads refinance? Typically, about 100 to 300% return of your initial investment. We see it all the time. We have case studies monthly where we show these deals with real people, real investors, again, tax-free. Okay, so you can see how real estate is much more powerful than the stock market. Yet, for 7 years, all I've heard is, Harrison, how great the market is. People close to me, I'm not hearing that so much. Because when the stock market's up, rent's due on the first. When the stock market's down, rent's due on the first. Right? That's how real estate works. Kind of methodical, kind of slow, just one day. But again, those of us not in the stock market, we're not as concerned about what's going on right now. What if you were, let's say, between the ages of 55 and 65, you haven't retired yet, you're living the conventional wisdom world plan of put your money in the retirement nest egg, and one day it's going to be enough, you think, to carry you, right, depending on how long you live. What if you're in that age group, 55 to 65, right now, and boom, we have this, what was the word? It's essentially, it's a recession that we put ourselves into to protect ourselves from this virus, right? It's self-induced, but it is what it is. And if you're between the ages of 55 and 65, and you just got hammered, well, doesn't that change your plans a little bit? Doesn't that change your retirement outlook? And it's all because you were stock market reliant upon your retirement. Already 20% of people ages 70 to 74 are working. 20%, one in five. Most of those people not by choice. And that percentage continues to rise, my friends. Don't let this be you. Make a commitment today to not be vulnerable tomorrow. So when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. I've got two more points I want to make. I hope you can stick with me. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This is our last segment. If you do want to call the show, I encourage you to get that call in now. Our number is 855-497-4335. Or shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I do respond personally to each and every email I get. So we're talking today about making a commitment today, making a commitment now to not be so vulnerable tomorrow when the next crisis comes, whatever it is, because it will be there. It is a natural cycle. It is the natural event of economies, of economics. Right? There's ups and there's downs. And if you're tired of being vulnerable, if you're tired of being exposed, if you're tired of getting hurt, Let's make that change today. Let's look at something different. Let's look at real estate investing to create passive income, to build wealth. And so I've got 4 points around that. And the next point I want to get is about debt. And when I think of debt, I think of Dave Ramsey, right? He is the face of reducing debt in this country. And I'm not going to throw darts at Dave Ramsey at all. Okay, so don't think that's what I'm about to do. But what I am going to say is there's a philosophy that during tough times, poor people or people that aren't necessarily financially savvy, or even very conservative, and I don't want to sound insulting, will reduce their debt load, right? They'll pay off any sort of debt obligation they have to a greater degree than they were before. Whereas wealthy people, financially savvy people, will do the exact opposite, okay? It's during the bad times that they leverage even more, that they borrow even more, and they go purchase assets. They purchase cash-producing assets. So it's 100% opposite, okay? So back to Dave Ramsey. I like Dave. I think he's necessary, and I think he helps millions of people, okay? He helps millions, and we'll talk about that why in a second. But I was a Dave Ramsey guy. There was a time in my life when I needed Dave Ramsey. And essentially, I was a victim the same as everybody else. We don't teach finance, we don't teach money sense at all in elementary and high school, right? We'll teach you philosophy, we'll teach you theater arts or the history of theater or interpretive dance, but we won't teach financial common sense at all in high school and or even elementary school. Don't get me started about college. That's a whole nother show for another day. But we just don't teach it to our kids. And as a result, a guy like Dave Ramsey comes along. And what does Dave Ramsey teach? He teaches financial kindergarten. Okay, he basically says, hey, knucklehead, you are over leveraged, you have borrowed too much, you're broke, you're buying a $80,000 pickup truck when you make $50,000 a year. And sadly, Dave Ramsey's needed. But here's the point. Dave will get you out of being broke. He will teach you how to essentially not lose money, but he's not going to make you rich. Dave's plan, by the time it takes 40 or 50 or 60 years to finally be where everything's paid off and you are paying cash for rent houses, okay? But it might take you 15, 20, 25 years to save up to buy one rent house. That's insane. And then a fully paid for cash rent house, your returns at best are 5 to 9%. I did it. I paid cash for a house before I knew what I was doing. So after Dave, after Dave Ramsey, you're stuck. But that's where Del Walmsley comes in. Del Walmsley has a plan that will set you free financially, that will create massive wealth, that will make you rich. He has made thousands of people very rich. So my point is this. Dave will keep you from being broke. You're essentially poor or you're flat. Del Walmsley will give you financial freedom, okay? So poor people will reduce debt in bad economies. Wealthy people will add massive debt when economies are bad. Do you see the difference? So let me continue to my fourth point, okay? My first point was those of us with passive income, we're not as worried about the crisis as other folks. My second point is those of us who pulled out of the stock market years ago to invest in real estate, we're just not as worried about this crisis as other folks. My third point is Dave Ramsey. He's going to keep you from being broke, but he's not going to make you rich. And Del Walmsley will give you financial freedom and make you rich. And the fourth point is, my friends, you have to start today. Okay. You're going to kick yourself for not. And we have the tools available to help you start right now. I told you about the free workshop, livestream.com, free workshop, livestream.com. There's no excuse to tune in. Take a look. And hey, if you don't like it, at least you can tell yourself, that's not for me. But you owe yourself the look, okay? If you're hurt, if you're vulnerable, if you're afraid, you owe yourself the look. My friends, this economy is not going to bounce right back to where we were before. Don't believe that. In 3 to 6 months, the real pain, we're really going to feel the effects. When the stimulus checks are all spent, we have an election coming out, the oil crash is still hanging around, 30 million people as of today are unemployed. It's going to take a few years to get back. But in the meantime, real estate investors are going to continue to add cash-producing assets to their portfolio at even better bargain deals, one house at a time, one apartment community at a time. I think people lose interest in real estate and stay in the stock market for a couple of reasons. One, I think there's a comfort level to it. We've been programmed from an early age that the stock market's how you build wealth. And two, actually, I think folks, they even though they tell you not to do it, they like looking at their net worth. And if you're a stock market investor, it's you click on a few buttons, boom, 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 and you can see where you are, what your return was that day, what your return is at that moment, right? If you're looking at it live. But real estate is slower, methodical, but it's more powerful, okay? Maybe it's even boring. One house is $300, $400, maybe $500 per month, depending on the deal. The equity capture is maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, again, depending on the deal, maybe more. I've seen $90,000 before. I've seen much more than $30,000, but there's a lot of people that look at it and they go, wow, you want me to do all that work for $300 a month and $10,000 equity capture? And they immediately dismiss it. But here, I'm going to give you a real quiet example of the power of real estate. Okay. Real quiet. Imagine a 10 home real estate portfolio, very practical, basic 3-2-2 homes. Let's say they're valued at $180,000 each. All right. This is a very real example. That's $1.8 million portfolio, okay? Now, you're not in it at 1.8. You're in it for 20% of that, okay? You're in it for maybe $300,000, $400,000, maybe five. But it's a $1.8 million portfolio. I bought my first house in year one. I bought three in the next 18 months after that, and I bought five in the next 18 months after that. It was a very short period of time. I'd acquired several properties. And I've got my spreadsheet, right? And each year you take your spreadsheet and you'd enter the new values of the homes. And if you set it up like I did, you would, you know, annually, let's just say that we're looking at the value of the home, and I would do it annually. And you would enter those values of each home on your spreadsheet. And you're looking at, you've got one area and it says your total equity in the deal. Again, it's a $1.8 million portfolio. And let's say the total equity was 33%. And when you entered the new home values at the end, after you inputted all your new values on the spreadsheet, your equity went to 36%. Okay. That's extremely conservative. Usually it's a 5% gain. In Dallas-Fort Worth, at least, probably higher than that. But I want to be real conservative here to show you the power of real estate. So your total equity at the end of 1 year on a 1.8, very practical, very basic portfolio, $1.8 million portfolio, rose 3%. Boring, right? Boring. 3%. People are like, 3%? I'm making 10 in the stock market. My friends, what is 3% of 1.8 million? It's $54,000. You made $54,000 in your sleep, okay? That's real estate. It's not near as transparent as the stock market gains and losses, but it's there, okay? And guess what? Next year, you're going to make on top of that. So the $1.8 million portfolio is now $1.85 million. And then it's going to grow again and again and again. And it's not as transparent as real estate because you're not seeing dollars as if you were looking at your stock market net worth. You know you can immediately sell a stock in one day. These funds are different. They're tied up in brick and mortar. They're in a tangible asset. They're not in the form of dollars, but it is part of your net worth. It is on your financial statement. You can free that money with a refinance, and you can even borrow on that money. Because your net worth is higher. So my friends, I want you to see the power of real estate. I want you to make a commitment today to not be vulnerable tomorrow. And I want you to remember, it's not all about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.